Petersburg Mayor Mark Jensen says his borough was ready for the decision.
Well, I think it's good news, you know, definitely for Petersburg. You know, we've already been moving ahead like that was in our borough, so I'm glad to hear that it is.
The previously contested land is almost completely uninhabited national forest. An old estimate puts the population at one. Still, local control and some revenue were at stake. Petersburg Borough Manager Stephen Giesbrecht says the annexed land boosts state revenue sharing and some federal payments.
You know, if the borough formation would not have happened, our financial situation here in the borough would have been a lot different than it is today. I mean, we're like everybody else. We're having to look for things to cut, but because of the borough formation, we are not having to do it in ways that other communities have done.
Petersburg fishermen are responsible for more than 90% of the commercial haul from the area. Juneau businesses and residents own most of the private land. Gold Belt Incorporated, Juneau's urban native corporation, owns about 30,000 acres in the annexed area around Hobart Bay. Since logging ended there in 1999, Gold Belt has explored turning it into a cruise ship destination and planted 80,000 gooey duck seed for an experimental aquaculture operation. Gold Belt anticipates Hobart Bay gooey duck will be harvest ready beginning around 2023, according to its last annual report. Attorney Amy Mead argued the case for Juneau before the Supreme Court in June. She says it was a worthwhile fight.
I don't necessarily consider it a loss. We thought the law stood for something that needed clarification, and the court is now clarified. I think it really solidifies that it's the commission's decision how to frame the question in making a boundary determination.
Since Mead is the City and Borough of Juneau's staff attorney, fighting the case carried only incidental expenses. In Juneau, with help from Ed Schoenfeld, I'm Jeremy Shea.